USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden has said he wants to get 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccine administered during his first 100 days in office. The administration admits that's a steep challenge, with incoming White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain saying Sunday it will take some time to turn around. But former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb thinks the Biden plan is achievable. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that he thinks an all-of-the-above approach could work.
Yeah, I think they will hit that 100 million mark. I think the issue is going to become demand. I think they're going to have the supply in place and the distribution in place to do that. Right now, 30 million doses have been shipped to the states. About another 15 will be made available to the states as of this Tuesday, and 5 million have been ordered by the states but not yet shipped. So that's a total of 50 million doses. And there was a very small bolus. I think the plan that the new administration put out makes a lot of sense. It's sort of an all-of-the-above approach.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The nation's top disease expert says that the U.S. is just weeks away at possibly approving another coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci says vaccines developed by Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca could soon have enough data gathered to be considered for an emergency use authorization from the FDA. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that the data could come in as soon as a week or so.
We're going to be meeting with the authorities on that. They have a lot of events meaning infections within the context of the trial. So their data, I think, very soon, I would imagine within a period of a week or so, or at the most a couple of weeks, they're going to be getting their data together and showing it to the FDA. And obviously they're going to have to get their data and safety monitoring board to look at it to see if it is appropriate to start, you know, essentially putting the package together to get an emergency use authorization. But we're weeks away, not months away for sure.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, at AutoPay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Say they've made multiple arrests at security checkpoints around the U.S. Capitol. Jeremy Scott has more details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
At least three people have been arrested at security checkpoints in D.C. in the days leading up to the inauguration. Two separate men from Virginia and a woman from Connecticut. Authorities say 31-year-old Wesley Beeler had an unregistered firearm and hundreds of rounds of ammunition when he was stopped by authorities. He tells WUSA 9,
I'm not a bad person, and it was just an accident that was made because I forgot to take my time to leave for work and take my firearm out of the truck before I left Virginia.
Beeler said he had a security badge for the inauguration from his employer. 22-year-old Guy Berry was arrested for carrying an unlicensed firearm, three high-capacity magazines, and 36 rounds of ammunition. 63-year-old Linda McGovern said she was part of the presidential cabinet. She was given a psychological evaluation.
And social media platform Parler appeared to be back up, reemerging Sunday afternoon with a message from CEO John Matz on their website. The message appears to indicate that the company has found a new host for its web services a week after it was kicked off of Amazon's web service. The company responded with a lawsuit accusing Amazon of making an anti-competitive and politically motivated decision. In the status update, Parler said it would soon welcome users back to the service, asserting they would not let civil discourse perish. The platform has been accused of allowing its users to post dozens of threats of violence, which Amazon used as justification to kick it off of its web hosting service. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.